This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Communist Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says political and diplomatic efforts already initiated to resolve Nepal-India border disputes. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa stresses on the need for the government to correct some of its decisions. Home Ministry urges individuals to submit their weapons for the upcoming by-elections. And at least 36 people, including 7 children, die in landslides triggered by unusually heavy rains in northwestern Kenya. Now the news in detail. Communist Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has stated that not even a single inch of national territory can be allowed to be encroached. Addressing a program organized in Baglung district yesterday, Chairman Dahal said efforts to resolve the border disputes with India had been initiated via diplomatic and political efforts. Chairman Dahal further said Nepal had got a stable government after 70 years and development activities would take pace within the remaining 3 years. Also speaking on the occasion, Rashtriya Jana Morcha chair Chitra Bahadur Kesi expressed his belief in government protecting national territorial integrity, saying the government had a great responsibility. Meanwhile, Communist Party General Secretary Bishnu Paudil urged all to leave the responsibility of carrying development activities to the government. Minister for Home Affairs Rambadu Thapa has said Buddha's teachings on peace and human integrity are still relevant. Inaugurating the International Buddhist Unity Conference in Kathmandu yesterday, he stressed on the need of working together for the happiness of the people and the prosperity of the country. He said that everyone should promote peace and harmony in society based on the values promoted by Buddha's teachings. Conference Organizing Committee Coordinator Basundhara Shrestha said the Buddhist Unity Conference would be organized every year. 85 foreign monks and nuns, including 15 from Sri Lanka, 20 from Thailand, 12 from China and 40 from India and 50 from Nepal are participating in the conference. The Home Ministry has urged people to submit their licensed arms to the police in view of the upcoming by-elections. Issuing a notice, the Ministry urged concerned people to submit the arms to the local police by coming November 26 and contribute to ensuring the elections take place in 37 districts in a free and impartial atmosphere. Accident insurance has been put in place for those 5,552 human resources to be mobilized during the upcoming November 30 by-elections. According to the Election Commission, the insurance scheme includes voters, education volunteers, employees to be deputed at the polling centers, volunteers for other election-related purposes, and employees for vote counting. The insurance amount is 2 million rupees each. As per the schedule, 2,084 employees and 2,134 volunteers will be stationed at different polling centers. 662 athletes are competing in 8 games under the 13th South Asian Games taking place from December 1st to December 10th in Nepal. Although 27 games have been included in South Asian Games this time, paragliding is not taking place since there was no participation from countries except Nepal. South Asian Games Pokhara Publicity Coordinator Keshav Pathak said 8 out of 26 games to be organized in the 13th South Asian Games Pokhara would be held in Pokhara City. Similarly, 172 officials are also attending the various events. Host country Nepal will participate in all the eight sporting events. 52 male and 102 female athletes and 30 officials from Nepal are participating in the regional sports fair. Meanwhile, the match seat for the men's and women's T20 cricket championship under the 13th South Asian Games has been made public. As per the match schedule, Nepal will play against Test nation Sri Lanka in the men's T20 cricket on December 3rd. 5 teams are competing in the men's T20 cricket championship under the 13th South Asian Games. 4 teams are competing in the women's T20 cricket championship. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patrai has assured that there won't be budget crunch for the upgrading of Nepalganj Airport. Similarly, Director General of Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Rajan Pokhrel, shared a long-term plan for development of Nepal Ganj Airport has been prepared. Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewar has said the by-elections would show the lack of confidence people have on the incumbent government, both nationally and internationally. Addressing a program in Pokhara yesterday, Congress President Dewar said the upcoming by-elections would bring the government to course correction. Meanwhile, he also stressed on government rectifying the tax hike and other matters hampering public welfare. Two children have drowned in a pond created by an excavator during the construction of a bridge over Ratua River at Damak of Chapa district. The deceased have been identified as 9-year-old Ayush Purkuti and 12-year-old Nishtal Chimjong. They were swimming in the pond before drowning. A loaded pistol has been found unattended inside the premises of Chitwan Medical College. The college currently remains shut due to the protest by students against the college administration for charging them high fees. The 9mm pistol made in USA and two rounds of ammunition were also found in the college located at Kailashnagar of Bharatpur municipality. According to the Superintendent of Police Inspector at District Police Office Chitwan, Dan Bahadur Malla, live and used bullets of 303 rifle were also found. Malla said an investigation has been launched into the incident. The pistol was found near the hostel of the college where 200 students are currently residing. As the weather grows cold owing to low pressure westerly wind, some areas in the mountainous region are likely to witness moderate snowfall. Meteorologist at Meteorological Forecasting Division, Manju Bashi, informed that some parts in the hilly regions would have moderate rainfall in the next 24 hours. The central and eastern belts of the country would have greater weather change, while partial change in weather will be there in the western belts. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Colombia's President Ivan Duque has said security forces will remain on the streets to maintain order as protests continued for a third day. The anti-government demonstrations erupted on Thursday when more than 250,000 marched in a national strike. They started peacefully, but clashes between protesters and police have since broken out, and there have been reports of vandalism and looting. At least three people have died since the protest against corruption and possible austerity measures began. A curfew was imposed in the capital Bogota, but it did not deter protesters from returning to the streets a day later. Colombians have taken to the streets over possible changes to the minimum wage, pensions and tax reforms, and the privatization of state companies. The government insists there are no planned pension or labor reforms and that any changes would take place in consultation with labor groups. Protesters are also angry about alleged corruption and what some see as the government's failure to honor a 2016 peace deal with left-wing FARC rebels amid a rise in violence. Protesters have taken to the streets in several Latin American countries in recent months. At least 36 people, including 7 children, have been killed by landslides triggered by unusually heavy rains in northwestern Kenya. Local officials said the downpour began on Friday in West Pokot County, which borders Uganda, and worsened overnight, causing flooding and mudslides that swept away 4 bridges and left the worst affected village, Muino, inaccessible by road. The county's governor said more people were marooned and the entire village was at risk of being wiped out by the floods. He added that rescue efforts were underway in the area where more than 500 vehicles were stuck on the road damaged by the landslides. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said in a statement that he had deployed rescue personnel from various agencies, including the army and the police, to try to stop the further loss of lives. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions. Chances of light and moderate snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 21.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.7 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says political and diplomatic efforts already initiated to resolve Nepal-India border disputes. Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa stresses on the need for the government to correct some of its decisions. Home Ministry urges individuals to submit weapons for the upcoming by-elections, and at least 36 people die in landslides triggered by unusually heavy rains in the northwestern Kenyan region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.